This week on The Nervous Record.
You know why it is I can't say the O word?
Orgasm?
Ah!
Go on.
I didn't just have one. I feel like I should clarify to the listener.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
So I'm on mung beans again. Had mung beans for dinner today.
Good for you. Good for you.
I just had heard everybody being like, yeah, I gave up processed foods and I gave up sugar and I did this keto diet thing and I feel so good. And I'm like, I remember times in my life when I've just been healthier and I felt better than I do now. And so I was like, fuck. Well, I guess I just am going to have to...
Do the thing. Well, it's so much easier to feel bad.
Got a UTI right now.
I'm apparently sorry.
Taking baths can give you UTIs.
What?
Yeah.
Says who?
Take it from me.
I'm not gonna. You can't make me.
You know, you're just kind of like swimming in bacteria in a bath.
Makes me think that in olden days... people would have died from UTIs way more often. All they had were baths.
But they also had all the other diseases and died when they were like 22 years old.
That's true. So. They also had like wash basins that they just like padded themselves.
They carried around bouquets of flowers. Nosegays?
Nosegays.
Do you know that about nosegays?
I thought that was just a species of flower.
No. So the history of a nosegay...
I know, smelling salts.
That's different. Nosegay is a small bouquet... that women literally would carry around because they smelled so terrible. Mm-hmm. Everybody smelled bad. And the fragrance of flowers would help make people's noses
happy
and gay. Yes. I just see that backfiring so badly. In a world without Zyrtec, like if somebody just carried around a bouquet of flowers all the time and was trying to like waft people's face in it because they didn't want to bathe that much. That sounds... I need to bathe way more than I mean like shower, like wash my hair.
Yeah.
More than I need to get my antibiotics. I haven't gotten them.
What?
They were prescribed to me 3 days ago. Every time I think about going them, you know what I do? I just sit there and I look at the wall.
Why did you not get them?
Because it feels like too much energy because there's always too many people at the Publix.
Leah, yeah, it will get worse. It will infect your entire body.
And Amanda has already started breaking into hives just by being around me.
Just thinking about that UTI, it's just going to keep going up. You're going to have a kidney infection.
I had bronchitis. Didn't go get the antibiotics for that.
Okay, so you're going to have pneumonia and a kidney infection.
You know, I came to see you in that play. That was, what, a month ago? And that filling fell out of my tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that looked into.
My tooth is crumbling.
Yeah. I don't chew gum. But I thought with my diet, I'm going to give up candy and stuff. But, like, gum doesn't count as candy, right? Like, you should be able to have unlimited gum.
Sure.
Well, I just let my filling fall out. I haven't gotten that looked into. I'm just kind of...
deteriorating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Everything they say about postmenopause, it's true. My body thinks it's the time of my life that I'm supposed to be winding down.
Oh.
That's
so
what I think.
Your teeth are falling out.
Describe an old person. Their kidneys stop fucking working right. They can't breathe. Their teeth are falling out. Like, does this not just sound like my body? So I decided, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, I'm going to do this ketogenic diet.
Okay.
This is like low carb, no sugar, no processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
My mom Amazon primed this book. A week into it, I didn't weigh myself because I was like, you know, I'm losing weight. Like, I'm burning fat because that's what the book says is happening to my body.
Mm-hmm.
I get on the scale, I gained weight.
What?
Yeah, I gained a pound. I was like, what is happening? Texted my nutritionist. You know what are the three worst words in the world? Guess them.
What are the three worst words?
Plant-based diet.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. That's what she said. She's like, you will do well if you're mostly plant-based, 75% vegetables, 25% protein.
Mm-hmm.
I keep asking her things. I'm like, is this okay? Is this okay? She's like, you know, what about cheeseburger casserole? Sounds like it goes on a plant-based diet. I'm like, but it's in this ketogenic book. And she's like, yeah, I'm telling you, that doesn't work for everybody. She's smart. I should listen to her.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me take off this bracelet.
Greek festival was this last weekend. I know.
Oh, my God.
I missed you.
I missed the Greek festival.
Mm-hmm. Went to the Greek festival. Was like, fuck. I'm going to eat baklava. You know, otherwise, I might as well just be dead.
Oh. So, just want to say that, like, my Mother's Day was super weird.
Yeah.
Like, woke up, it was fine. Like, I have a really sweet kid and a nice husband. And I was like, oh, this is great. And I told her, I was making up arbitrary rules. Like, well, Cordelia, on Mother's Day, moms don't get out of bed until 10 o'clock. And not until after they've had coffee and breakfast in bed. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a fair rule. So everything was good. And then I started having all of these, like, huge realizations about, like, what it means to be a mother and, like, have an unplanned pregnancy and, like, what are the implications of that psychologically and, like, how much of my life and anxiety has been due to this one factor in my life, and am I a good mother? I don't know. And then I
was just, like, figured out.
I was doing normal things, going about my day, and forgot to mention, we were in this apartment that we were in, the dark one.
Yes.
That you stayed in that one time.
The dark one.
Yeah, the dark one that has a mold problem.
I think you told me about the mold problem.
Well, I stepped into the bathroom and, like, immediately felt it. And maybe it's psychosomatic at this point. But I started having a panic attack. It's just, like, this particular, it's an old place. And they, when they redid the bathroom, they did one of those, like, inset bath shower wraps. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Which is great.
I don't, but...
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Some people, like, if they move into a historic house or something, instead of taking out the, like, terrible crap, you can put one of those on top of what's already there. But the worst part is because you've overset this on top of pre-existing plumbing and such, the shower head is coming out of a huge gaping hole
mm-hmm.
in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that, you can't see what's there. But behind that, there's a whole nother layer of bathroom.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it makes you want to have a panic attack, right?
Well, it feels like there's probably, like, the Ninja Turtles live
exactly.
back in there.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles.
That's like a hideout,
exactly.
Right? Isis is definitely back there.
Slitter, cutter.
What's Shredder. His
name? Shredder. Oh,
no,
God. I should
definitely.
Not have said slit or cut on this podcast.
God.
Just cut that out. Oh, shit. Yeah, so, like, we first move in, I'm like, okay, this is moldy. And then I'm like, there's that big hole there. Like, what's behind it? definitely black mold. And it really could have been dust as well, you know? But, like, I couldn't get that what's behind there out of my mind. And anyway, that's my story. So then, like, coming back to it already stressed about, like, am I doing the right thing as a parent? Taking my kid out of school.
You were just there for, like, 5 days or something, right?
I know, but the problem is during that 5 days, we realized that school was over. We thought it went, like, up until the first week of June.
Uh-huh.
And because we're such bad parents and don't read the newsletters, we didn't realize it didn't go by the county calendar like everything else did. And that...
Sounds like you should fucking get out of bed on Mother's Day, Amanda.
And do what? Teach her?
Yeah.
She knows a lot more about the human body than any 4-year-old. I will say that.
Really?
She asks lots of questions.
Like what?
She just wants to know about stuff. Like, if I mention something or, you know, like, tell me more about bones, Mom.
I can totally see Cordelia saying, tell me more about bones, Mom.
Like, so she sees this. Okay. So she is using the bathroom in my parents' house, and she pulls up a Consumer Reports magazine and is, like, quote-unquote reading it.
Because that's what you have in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have golf books in the bathroom.
I think she has those,
too. And joke books.
She has those, too. It's fine.
Okay.
Anyway, But she's been into the Consumer Reports lately. So there was like this whole issue about back pain. There was a picture of like a body with like nerves running everywhere, and it was like, so I was telling her about the brain and
the nervous system and the nervous record. Did you tell her about that?
And then she subscribed to our podcast and rated it 5 stars.
So
on
if
iTunes.
You're listening to this, stop what you're doing. And go to iTunes or whatever it is you're listening on. And give us some stars and give us a review.
I mean, give us all the stars, not just some.
You know what? With the stars thing,
yeah.
I freaked out because I got on iTunes and we've got like, I think like 25 reviews or something like that.
Sounds about right.
I look and it's like all 5-star reviews, but then there's like a 2.5. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
And then I started to circle the drain because I was like,
is it my
who
boss?
Is it?
Is it an ex?
Who is it? That, yeah, like,
it's going to be a rando who's like, went these girls think they're funny.
It is. You know who it was?
Who?
It was me.
No! How did you do it, Leah? How?
So I went to open up the thing. I was like, you know what? I haven't even reviewed us. I should write a review. And I opened up the window to click to write a review and saw that I had only clicked 2.5 out of 5 stars.
Come on.
But I was really, really circling the drain there for a moment, thinking, who doesn't? I would rather, if you're going to give us 2.5 stars, just give us no stars at all. Yeah, just save it. 5 stars or no stars.
Go to iTunes. They make you make a name.
But you can, like, make your name be whatever.
Yeah, you can just be like Buttface McGee and give us 5 stars.
Or Kyle McLaughlin.
Or Laura
Dern.
Dern. This podcast is dinosaur shit.
That's what you say about all of the ones that turn out to be the funniest ones.
Dinosaur all of, shit?
No, not. You've never used dinosaur shit before. When I go back and listen and turn out to be the funniest ones, at some point in the evening, you've said, this is the worst one that we've done.
So like,
and I'm like, why do I keep going back there to do that with her? Every time I go, she says, this is terrible. This is the worst thing.
We'll never make it.
So I've been taking care of my friend Mary's son, Lee. Mm-hmm. And I told you about how I'd taken care of him and his foster brother, and I'd really fucked that up, like, earlier in the... I didn't fuck it up, but it just...
You almost got arrested trying to pick them up from school.
Yeah, I almost broke into the school. I had to put the school on lockdown. No, but today... So I don't know what to do with him, but he seems to be contented with the idea of, like, let's just go back to the house where the big screen TV is and watch YouTube. Stuff.
I know this audience can't see me right now, but my eyeballs went immediately to tennis ball size.
But I'm there to regulate what is and isn't. And it's, I have to say, like, some of it, I feel like we're in safe territory. And then there's explicit sex rap that's happening in the background of the video of all the guys slam dunking basketballs.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Explicit sex rap?
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, that is. Is it a new song
title?
This is
like a very anatomical rap with some racial epithets? Slurs. Some racial slurs in there. That I'm like, he's not focusing on the song right now, but like, I don't know that it's supposed to be playing, like, in him hearing that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's past that phase in childhood where people, you just hear stuff and then you just repeat it. There's like a kid phase, right? Where kids hear stuff and then they repeat it.
Yeah, I think it's like all of kid.
Really?
Well, I mean, there's like a parroting stage where they're just like very interested in everything and observant. But I think it depends on the kid. And like, I think about people who like can watch a movie once and then repeat it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that happens at multiple ages.
I thought you had to have autism to do that. And gambling.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about Rain Man now?
you know why it is I can't say the O word?
Orgasm?
Ah!
Go on.
I didn't just have one. I feel like I should clarify to the listener. I did make a sound, but that was not what that was. It was,
okay.
Have I ever told you why I can't say that word?
No. I don't think so.
Well, it has to do with my parroting stage. Kinda.
Oh no, I've never heard this. Oh okay. No.
When I was a kid, I was down and I was like snooping around through stuff in my parents' basement.
Oh no.
I found.
Oh no.
Dr. Ruth's board game. Dr. Ruth's like.
Board game?
It was a board game with like, you know, it was kind of like, I think, like the Newlywed Game. And there was a deck of cards with like questions on it. And I kept seeing the O word. Like, again and again and again, didn't know what it meant. I mean, I'm in elementary school at this point. I'm maybe in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that terminology doesn't mean anything to me. And so I remember we were going to the district meeting for kids who were interested in being in orchestra and band. And there was, we were pulling up
at the middle school. You said that in the nerdiest way.
Secret's out, Amanda. I'm a nerd.
What? Okay, go on.
And I, so we're going to this district-wide meeting, and we're pulling up to the middle school, and there's, like, a lot of cars. It was district-wide. I did not understand what the scope of that meant at the time, mm-hmm. and so I just saw a lot of cars. And I meant to say, because you know what kind of human being I am, mm-hmm. this is the kind of thing I would say as a fifth grader. I meant to say, what's the big ordeal around here? But I said, what's the big orgasm around here? And my mom flew off the handle at me. Where did you learn that word? Like, what, where did you, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, ah, like, I don't even know that I really remembered that I had seen the word or I had said the wrong thing. I was just trying to be a verbose person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always trying to be. Just telling you this story, like, that word makes me so uncomfortable. It makes me so uncomfortable. And I
wondered, because you're ashamed for using it.
Because I was shamed for using it the first mm-hmm. time it ever came out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, like, a real thing. Okay. I've been researching, like, the psychology of trauma
mm-hmm.
a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
We're traumatized by so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, shame is so huge in that.
And we carry it with us. And it makes us crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we're just watching YouTube stuff. Somehow we got to the best college football plays of all time. Because, I mean, he's a boy. And so, like, I'm trying to relate to him on stuff. And I'm like, sports, right? So we start watching this college football plays. I started crying.
What?
The emotions were so intense from these college football plays, but I was like, don't let him see you cry, Leah. I'm sitting on this couch.
You're just watching football?
I'm crying. The team's gonna lose, but then, like, it's the last moment and the buzzer goes out and the ball's in the air and then the guy catches the ball in the end zone mm-hmm. and it makes that team win.
Mm-hmm.
Gushing out of my face.
That's so strange. Whenever I watch football, all I see are colors. Like, literally, I stare at the screen because everybody else is watching the game. I don't see humans.
Okay. Or what about hearing the commentators?
I don't hear it. Something sing out to me, and occasionally I hear something like, the big boys got the ball, and I was like, that's rude. And Jay tells me that's, like, a thing they call them. And I'm like, I don't understand. That's rude. And that poor young man.
I remember how we got to that YouTube video.
Okay.
We were talking about Clemson and USC. And I was like, did you ever see that video of Clemson and the Gamecocks when they got in that huge brawl in the game? Because there was this, like, huge knockdown, dragout brawl in, like, the early 2000s. Sometimes it was Lou Holtz's last game. He was, like, a coach. I mean, he wasn't like a coach. He was a coach of the Gamecocks. And they had a big fight on the field. And the cops, like, all these cops had to come out on the field to break up the fight of the players. And then they had to figure out, like, what do we do with this football game? Do we continue it? Do we just end it? Like, what's happening? I mean, look, this is like a rot. And it wasn't like the Rodney King riots, but
Oh my God.
I mean, it was just one of those things that was like very primal energy.
Yeah.
Like, why are all of the people beating up all of the other people? Just testosterone, like everybody beating the shit out of everybody else.
Can you imagine what it is psychologically to prep yourself to run full speed into a 6'5" giant man, big boy, if you will, just run full speed at him? It's not a game of chicken. Nobody's going to move to the side. You're just going to try to be bigger and stronger and knock them down.
It's my foreplay with Nate. That's how we start every sex.
That's how we start every sex.
That's how we start every sex. I'm like, you, I'm going to run into you, big like... boy.
Watch out.
Baby, watch out. I suggested to him on our first day that we did the lift from Dirty Dancing in the parking lot.
How'd it go over?
I mean, we didn't do it, but...
Oh.
God, Patrick Swayze, he's not with us anymore.
I know.
Yes, you know who else is not, who's dead from that movie? Jerry Orbach.
Yeah. This is our in memoriam section. Who else is dead from, like, the past 15 years?
Did anybody die?
B. Arthur.
Has anybody died since I last saw? And since I last saw you, we should start that every week, an in memoriam session.
Who's
we did
dead?
The sexual predator weekly update,
which is slowed down.
I think I'm not Pandora. What the fuck is that thing called? Eudora.
Qdoba.
Patreon.
Yep, Patreon.
I was supposed to talk about what's going on the news.
Yeah, you were supposed to do that for Patreon.
Yeah, I haven't done that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to hold up our end of the deal with Patreon.
We do. Well, let's just, like, overblow it. Let's do it Leah style. Like, we didn't do what we promised.
What is Leah style?
And so we're going to, like, go big. Edible arrangements to everyone. Like, sorry we were in bed.
I love that this is your impression of me. Sorry that I didn't show up to recording, but here's 5 dozen long stem roses. And please ignore the text message that you're going to get from me tomorrow when my bank account is overdrawn because I had to buy you all those roses.
Like, can I have some of those roses back? And you go into
the
restaurant.
Because I need to sell them on the street.
And sell them to ladies.
If you're looking for me, you'll find me at Da Vinci's. Trying to sell those roses that we had from before. So also, I'm going to have to miss recording tonight.
Oh, God.
And then the cycle just goes on and on, but forever. And hopefully one day I'm going to die.
From a UTI, apparently.
Yeah, you said it's just going to keep moving up and up and up until it gets to my brain.
Yeah, eventually you'll have a brain TI.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know.
Okay.
I feel like I was going to say between now and next week, I'm going to try and be more hygienic. But also, it's going to be summer. I'm going to be sweating all the time. So then there gets to be a point of like, but I just dry shampoo. I just dry shampoo every day, every day.
Dry shampoo, nosegays, done.
Did you know? So when we did the play.
What play?
Best Christmas pageant play. At the church, and you were the director. So we did this play. Amanda directed it, and it was called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. And like a very quick rundown of the plot is like a basket case woman is tasked with directing the Christmas pageant at a church, and a bunch of hood rat kids show up to play all the main parts. It's like Trump takes the presidency. Like that's what there's all of a sudden it's a fucking carnival, and she's trying to make order of it. And Amanda, first of all, already had cast this play. It started rehearsals. Your other person backed out or something like that?
Right? I have no idea.
And Amanda was freaking out and asked me if I could do it. And I was like, fine. I will come out of retirement and make this one exception for you. And so I went to this church to do this play and play this, like, batshit crazy woman. I was Lady Macbeth in my own mind. It's hysterical to me because my therapist came to see the play.
Yes.
A couple of times I left the kids on stage. I was supposed to be on the stage. And I went and I sat out in the audience. I forgot. There was one scene that I kept forgetting that I was in. It was the scene before the scene where I go sit out in the audience. And I'm supposed to line all the kids up and get them ready because they're doing the Christmas pageant. And I'm supposed to be like, okay, ready, kids? All right, it's showtime or something like that. And then I go sit in the audience. I kept skipping the whole it's showtime thing and found myself literally all the performances that we did sitting in the audience watching a bunch of confused children up on stage trying to figure out where the fuck I was and line themselves up. And then I just tried to scramble onto the stage. And it was like, it looks good from down there. Like, it looks, oh, we look good from the, I just checked it out and it looks good and everybody ready to go. I'll be back down there. And just kind of like tried to go with it. So this is a very sweaty role. It's a very sweaty role. This was like a Commedia dell'arte level of physical comedy. So I was sweating a lot. And I was trying to tell the kids, like, you know, you just put corn starch in your hair, and that's basically what dry shampoo is. And I was like, you know, it's this old trick that they have, you know, in the theater, or like, or that's this old country time trick that you get some cornstarch and, you know, or baby powder. But I had brought cornstarch to rub into my hair to soak up the sweat, like, between the runs of the show, so that I wasn't just constantly looking like meatloaf. And so the kids were like, yeah, can we have some? I was like, yeah, sure. And so me and like some of the little girls from the church were in the ladies' room. Later, after the play was over, I went to pack up my things. I realized I hadn't had cornstarch. It was cornmeal.
What? You were putting grits in your hair.
And the children. If you had sent a camera backstage, you would have found me standing in the bathroom with a bunch of kids, all of us rubbing cornmeal in our hair. And it was my idea. What is weird and sad is that that's one of two cornmeal anecdotes that I have in my life.
Oh my God, why do you have so many cornmeal anecdotes?
When I was in the sixth grade, we were, for social studies class, we were supposed to do a project, and everybody had, like, a different country. And they were supposed to bring in, like, present on that country and show the flag and show, you know, here's the food and here's what the culture's like and yada, yada, yada. And I asked if I could do the American South. I was outside of Chicago, and that felt like a different country and culture to me. And to be fair, it is. We're in a totally different country than...
It's true. Where all the women turn May wear white jeans.
Oh, God. I've never worn white jeans.
Have Me you done? Neither.
You can see my cellulite through
You can
the
see
pants.
Everything.
Yeah.
Your underwear, your cellulite, all the parts of your body. And it's like, look at this part of my body. And I'm like, I don't want you to look at any part of my body. Like, you may be able to look at my face.
There's nothing that I wear that says, look at my body.
Exactly.
Nate and I just, we have an agreement we've made. I'm like, don't look at my body. I promise I will run at you and we'll have sex later. Just take me at my
Big
word.
Boy.
So we're in this social studies class.
Yeah.
Sixth grade. And I ask if I can do the American South. And this teacher, I think she was probably kind of tickled, and she was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And so I decided I was going to make cornbread. And I remember I went over to Darren Gowski's house.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my first venture into baking anything. My mom didn't cook meals for us. Like, I know your mom did, like, a lot of gravy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But my staple growing up was Stouffer's macaroni and cheese,
mm-hmm,
with also chopped up Hillshire Farm sausage. I was like, we're going to make cornbread. Obvious Southern food,
yeah,
that I'm going to bring in for the class. And so I'm making the bread and I'm put it in the oven and I look at it and I'm like, what is going on with this? Like, it looks like Elmer's glue. When is this going to turn into bread? Like, what the hell is wrong? Well, I guess they're just going to wait. I had not put the cornmeal in.
What?
It was just a bunch of vegetable oil in the fucking pan because I was reading the recipe off of the cornmeal. And so I forgot about the cornmeal because I was too busy looking at the bag because that's where the recipe was.
Yep.
So I literally just put like a whole bunch of different oils in a baking pan and put it in the oven and sat there and expected it to turn into bread.
To do something.
To just turn into bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's my other cornmeal anecdote. So I have two.
It didn't
one
work
time
out.
I didn't have corn. I never have cornmeal at the right time. I either don't. That's my problem in life, I think.
Yeah, I think it all boils down to that.
I mean, I'm putting it in my hair and not in my cornbread.
Oh, wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong place.
Classic.
Pretty amazing. Good notes.
Oh, maze. I get it.
It's not really amazing. Oh, Nate said he read some article that, like, people who are good with puns and language are, like, also have a tendency to become very violent and psychotic.
Cool, 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 cool.
Uh-huh. I'm just, yep. I love you.
Yep.
I'm giving you a disclaimer.
Yep, yep.
Can you see me as being a violent person? How that would go so wrong so quickly.
I was gonna be like, hey, you, I'm sorry. You want these roses?
Next time on The Nervous Record.
Sometimes a doctor can hear the pleural membranes rubbing together using a stethoscope. The sound is known as the pleural friction rub. Hottest new dance move. Come on, everybody. Let's do the pleural friction rub. Two hops this time.
Hey, Leah.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, where are we on the internet?
We're all over the internet.
Heyo. You think we're funny and you want to follow us on social media and tell all of your friends about us.
Or you hate our guts and you just want to say mean things.
It's still advertising, right? You can find us on Facebook at The Nervous Record. We're also on Twitter at The Nervous Record.
You can also find us on Instagram at The Nervous Record.
That's awesome. Hey, rate, subscribe, and like us. That's
not in
do.
That order, I don't think.
You
I
like, think subscribe. Subscribe.
S-R-L.
What? Subscribe, rate, and like?
Yeah, I don't think that's an actual acronym, but
okay,
we could just make it one.
Okay, SRL us, bitches.